Of healing through energy work.
Energy
is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I will be your humble host today, tonight, or whenever you're listening, for the next, let's say hour and a half, depending on how I feel, how you feel, how's everybody doing, you know what I'm saying. I am just so jazzed to be here. I am sorry that I haven't been around. I know that last week I missed a show, but as some of you may know now that I'm starting to do my radio shows without a schedule, which means, I know, it's a little bit hard, you know, for those that want to, like, you know, make their own schedule around when I'm coming, which is, wow, like, really humbling, too. I know it may be a little difficult for you to do that, but I am in flow, and that just means that I come on when I feel very good to do so. You know, and I think that when we're doing this kind of work, it's really, really, really important. Did I say really? It's really important to do that, to pay attention to your own energy, your own symptoms, if you would, about your how your body's feeling, how your energy is feeling, and that when we do this work, be it energy work, spirit work, or both combined, that we are, you know, sort of in harmony with that at that time. You know, I personally don't work very well when it comes to being forced to do stuff. I have to do like the normal everyday life things. But other than that, for me, if it's not fun, I'm done. Or if I'm not feeling it, I'm not doing it. And so I apologize if that creates a little bit of an issue for you if you are scheduling to listen to me, which I so appreciate. I do get some of your feedback and particularly your emails, and sometimes I don't answer right away, and I do apologize for that, but I do have a lot to do besides the energy work stuff. I do have like normal, you know, mundane stuff to do. And in fact, my husband and I, we run a business together and we're opening a new office, and that is taking a lot of my time, but it's so exciting. I am so happy. And I love to create when things are like empty, you know, like when the office that we're moving to is completely empty and I have like carte blanche, you know, I can like design it and do it any way I like. And I'm so excited to be doing that. Right now we just have, you know, a couple of rugs in there and some photos and stuff, but I just love that. I should have been like an interior designer in my in my past life or something like that. Maybe I was, but it's just so exciting. In fact I think I do a great job, but I don't think I would be suited for that either at this point in time. I rather be in my head and in my heart, and then to go out and do it in a physical world, that's another story. Do you know what I mean? I think you get it. It's like I'm a really good artist in my mind's eye. I could draw amazing things. I could picture amazing things. But then when I put, you know, pastel to paper or whatever, it's really not that great. But I like to be a rebel in my own mind or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for being here. If you are new to the show, this is Free Energy Healing. That is the name of the show, or Pure Energy. And it's because it's all about that. It's all about offering healing, whether it's through just the music I play or something funny that I say, which I don't know, that's up for debate, right? Or if it is, in fact, the energy that I utilize here while I'm on this show, it's all designed to make you feel good. I know that things seemingly looking better in terms of like, oh my God, the pandemic and stuff, there is still a lot going on, and people are picking up the pieces of their lives, whether it's because of the pandemic or it's because of whatever, you know, their personal stuff that's going on. I would like to be that little bright spot in an otherwise cloudy moment, as I've always said. But also, I really want to come here and demonstrate the beauty of the universal energy and what she can do for you. It's really not necessarily me. I mean, I do take my time to do this stuff. I do kind of facilitate, but at the end of the day, it is in fact source energy, universal energy, however you want to put it, that I work with, just sort of to harness her. Everything that's great is a her, in my opinion. But anyway, I kind of harness her, and I ask her to work with you to help you with whatever it is that you need. I do particularly like to get people who call who have an active issue going on, such as an illness or in, you know, a pain in their body, only for the purpose of demonstrating the healing. Doesn't mean that the other issues are not important. I find that despite the fact that I'd like to demonstrate, you know, quick outcomes just so people can see that there are real energy healers out there, there's real shamans out there, like there's so much cool stuff going on. But despite that, I do find that my practice in particular, I do find a lot of people coming for emotional support, for spiritual support, and so on. And that's okay too. I want you to know that I'm not saying this to deter anyone from calling in. And in fact, my long drawn out way of saying everything is that, yes, we are open. Me and my helping spirits and the mouse in my pocket, we will be taking free energy healing calls today. So you can call me at 516-666-9920 to get your own personal energy healing. And what that entails is you will tell me what's going on. I do have a way of asking questions. I sort of use the Socratic method in order to get to our point and to help my helping spirits help you. You know, there's a method to my madness in that I will ask you questions if need be, and it's not to drill you. It's actually to help you and to pinpoint what we need to do, if anything, in terms of, you know, your free energy healing. Sometimes I will get a message during or after the energy session. And when we do the energy session on the air, unfortunately, all we get is like silence, radio silence. So be aware that once I get to a point where we know what we should do as far as helping you, I will just kind of cut my mic off and do the work and come back to you. So I hope that makes sense. As I said, I am Jenny Satori Davis. I am a shamanic practitioner, an energy healer, and intuitive. I've been doing all these things for a very long time. But in terms of energy healing, I feel like I've been doing this for my entire life. No one really taught me or said, you know, hey, let's move energy around. I just kind of saw it. That's what happened to start, is that I actually saw like energy, just the resistance, for instance. I saw like when there's a table like sitting on the floor, there's actually like a little resistance there, okay? Like between the table and the floor, there's some energy there just because the weight of the table against the floor creates that. And I started to see that when I was really little. It's almost like a cartoon, in fact, you know, that I saw like these sparks and these little lights coming out from under the table, which was sort of the energy, the friction, the weight between the floor and the table. And I'm like, wow. And honestly, I thought that everybody saw that. And I also thought that everybody talked to dead people and so on. So it was interesting and sort of scary to know that not everybody saw things the way I did. Long story short, my stray animal friends who still come to my home now that I'm grown up, those were my first patients where I just kind of instinctively started to touch them and like thinking to myself that if I did in fact touch them that they would heal. And in fact, they did, you know, and I've always loved helping animals and, you know, I love people too, and I love helping people as well. And that's another reason why I'm here today, is to just sort of, you know, do my part in the universe. I feel like we all have abilities, you know, and I'm sure we've heard this before, but, you know, if you're a good singer, you should share that. If you're good at numbers, you should share that, you know, make that part of your profession or part of your enjoyment in your life, you know, your leisure. But when it comes to healing, sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know, because you're interfering or whatever, you know, the consensus is for the day, you know. And I just feel very strongly that I have an ability, so I'd like to share it as well. You know, when we comfort a friend, are we interfering? When you go to the doctor, is the doctor interfering? Not to say that I am a doctor. In fact, I strongly recommend to myself that I play my disclaimer one day. You know, I should. But yes, I'm not a doctor, and you should seek that medical help while we're on the subject. But honestly, it's like everybody does help one another. We're all meant to help one another. But then there's these interesting limits and beliefs that we place on one another that is a little sad to me sometimes. But that's another reason why I'm here, is to say, hey, you know, if you're here and our energies meet, it's meant to be. It's not about interfering. It would be different if I came to your door and just said, let me force my energy work on you. That would be completely different. But anyway, as I digress, I do tend to go on and on. What we're going to do, if you're new, you don't realize that I am very long-winded. As my girlfriend who's listening had tried to share with me the other day about, I belong to a club called On and On Anon, right? On and On Anonymous. So that's just a little nod to my friend Gabby who is listening to the show, and I appreciate you, girlfriend. But what I'm trying to say is, yes, I do tend to be long-winded. I just have so much to say and so much I want to share with you. But right now is the portion where we're going to take my first break. And this is a special break. This is a time when we should all get up and dance. It's so important to move and dance and just, yeah, move the body to release some of that tension, release some of that energy that's built up. There's nothing like moving our bodies. So with that being said, we're going to go and dance. I'll be back to pick up the phone lines after, and we'll see how we do. All right, enjoy. Down.
we're gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Dance.
So
will
it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Yeah. Will it save the dance?
And welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I'm Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you enjoyed your safety dance. That was Men Without Hats. Men Without Hats. What, I was going to say houts. I don't know what that is. But anyway, Men Without Hats and Safety Dance. We took you back to the 80s, which is probably one of my favorite genres of music. You know, back in the day, it was just so awesome, totally rad, in fact. But anyway, yes, welcome back. We are at Free Energy Healing, and I do offer free energy healing work for people who call in, and it's completely anonymous, and that's why I like it. I respect you. I appreciate you sharing your energy, but I do not divulge your information because you don't have to supply any. I think that's a fair thing. So with that being said, if you are on the fence about calling in, you still have time to do so. I see a lot of callers hanging, and I thank you so much for your patience. I do, not only do I tend to be long-winded, but I also have a lot to do, a lot to say, a lot to share, and I haven't been on I missed last week, so it's only really 1 week that I haven't been on, but I do want to share a shamanic journey tonight. It's about 10 minutes long. So that's what I plan to do right after quit talking here. And you are welcome to participate in this shamanic journey. It's not, I know that people get intimidated at times, so I will call it a meditation, and you're welcome to participate with that. Shamans sing and dance when they do shamanic journeys, and I think that's the difference between a journey and a meditation. But you are free to do whatever it is you feel you want to, you know, during this journey. But I would encourage you, if you have any musical instruments like my rattles or, you know, I use, you can use, I love tambourines. It doesn't come through to the radio very well, so I don't use it very often, but you know, if you have a triangle, or you can just stomp your feet to it, you can do all of those things, or you know, you could just sit and relax and go along with it. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's, you don't have to take peyote or ayahuasca or anything to be involved in a beautiful shamanic journey. What we do in shamanism is we create these journeys, we go on these journeys to, you know, create change for ourselves and for others, you know, and it's a very healing, wonderful experience. So this one is to the source energy tonight, and it's really to the web of light and love. We are all connected. We are all one. We've all heard this, but, you know, I think that there's still very much a disconnect, and that's because we are in this physical body, and although our body is so beautiful and so powerful, it could hinder our spiritual work at times. It's almost like, because we're in the physical, it creates that separation, you know, and because we can only see through our filtered things that we have, you know, our brain and our eyes and so on, it's not quite as flowing and easy as it should be, you know, if that makes sense. So in this journey, we talk about how we can kind of get away from these limitations by using our imagination. I've said this many times in many programs that I've done, that really the magic to be had is from that imagination. It starts there. And then we begin to see changes in the physical and go, wait a minute, you know, there's something to this whole process. You know, it's pretty amazing what we can do just with our mind, just with our imagination. So blah, 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 with all that being said, if you would love to, you know, participate, please feel free to do so. You're very welcome here. And after the journey, of course, I will be going right to the phone lines. And I do apologize to those who call and they just want to get the healing right away. But for me, there's a process. I need to, like, it's almost like I'm coming to your house and I need to settle in, you know. Give me a drink of water. You know, let's make small talk first and then let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go on this lovely journey. After which I will, in fact, go to the phone lines. The phone lines keep filling up, but you can still call in at 516-666-9920. We've got plenty of time, so no worries there, and I hope you enjoy this. Today, I invite you to consider the beauty of just being alive. Of just being able to do the things that we do without thought. The beauty of the physical body and what it does for us every day. The connection between the brain and the spine. And how the spine and all the connective nerves speak to one another, which ultimately speak to the brain and vice versa, to help us to breathe, to create breath, to do it involuntarily, to live involuntarily without thought. It doesn't take thought to be alive. Yet we often ponder why we're alive. But I would invite you to think about the fact that there doesn't need to be a reason, that being alive is both beautiful and more than enough for this journey, for this mission, for the entire larger picture in the universe, and how lucky we are to be a part of this universe and be a part of the destiny that's already been created. It's such a wonder to be alive, and to be alive is just simply to be. And what gratitude we have today to just be. We don't need to wonder why. We don't need to have a purpose in mind. All of those things are already there. If we can consider that the body, the mind, and the spirit are all connected, and that your spine and your brain and all the nerves and cells are all connected, that this is the smaller diagram of how the web of the universe works and the other multiverses which are also attached. It all works the same. We have the same designer. We have the same creator in each of these things. We have body, mind, and spirit. We have Earth, our solar system, our universe, other universes, other galaxies, all connected by the web of life and love, And this is where we're going to travel to today. Our web of life and love. Our web of love and light. Our web of love and light is not something that needs to be given. It doesn't need to be spoken either. When we speak and say love and light, there is very little energy that can be created by just saying those words. The true energy is just there. It just is a being. It is just being. And it does not need to be transmitted or emitted or put forth. It's something that we can be and go to at any time, as being and going are the same things. So let's start towards our door in our mind's eye, as we all know now that everything starts in our imagination. Our power as physical human beings right now is by overcoming the limits that the body and the physical mind has created. So with our imagination, we may cross over those boundaries and really begin to create and to go to those places that we don't think exist, but actually do. So once again, in our mind's eye, we will go to our nearest door in our home and start walking towards that door, opening that door when we're ready, and walking outside on the path until we reach a door that looks very familiar. It is ornate to your liking. We take a deep breath and we go into that door. And there is a whole new world there to see. Just gorgeous trees as high as the eye can see. And the lovely sun and the blue sky with little puffs of clouds dancing about literally and figuratively. We see all these things and they're all there for us and welcoming us. They have existed before we've seen them, but it's nice to validate and acknowledge. And as we start walking, we come to this very dense forest. It is full of very, very green-leaved trees. They are just stunning, so majestic. And one of the trees we see in down the path is this just unbelievably wide, large trunk. We can't even seem to see the top of this tree. It is so large, and this tree tells us that it's been there for millions of years. We decide that we are going to start climbing that gorgeous tree. So because we are in non-normal reality, we so easily and so quickly climb all the way up the tree, way, way up in the limbs. We are way past the atmosphere of the earth now. And we jump off that top branch into this gorgeous, flowing, white, gold, pink, purple, silver, glowing light. She is made up of every color that you can imagine, every color that exists in the physical world as well as those that do not exist yet. And all the sparkling and all the glitters and glowing of this gorgeous mass that extends from one end to the other and from forward to back and up and down and upside down and diagonal everywhere that the eye can see. You are standing in this beautiful source the universal source that is everything and all things, including you. Lie down into it if you'd like to. Swim in it if you'd like to. Do handstands and cartwheels and splits if you'd like to. Whatever you feel that you'd like to do in this beautiful source energy, do it. Feel how much this energy wants to be known. This energy wants you to know that it's always there for you. It's not something that you need to attain. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be good or bad. You don't have to be anything. It forgives, it understands. There's nothing to forgive as far as this source energy is concerned. You are an expression of it. All the things about you, none of these things matter. Can you tell that you're home? That this energy is your energy. You are the same. Take a moment to really feel. Some of you may feel a mist on you. Some of you may feel like water. Whatever it is, allow yourself to feel this beautiful, comfortable, cool energy, cool air, cool essence that is always there for you. Remember her. Call on her always. You may visit this place anytime you like. But for now, we say our appreciations and goodbyes to her. Perhaps we'll see her in a dream soon. But she is always there and always welcoming. So we turn one last time to see this vast, beautiful source of energy. And we climb onto our tree limbs and we slide down the gorgeous, huge, majestic tree. And we see our path, very familiar with the high trees and the beautiful sun and clouds. And we walk into that path. And we nod to the rocks and trees and flowers all holding our space. And we see our personal ornate door and we open it. Close it behind us. And in front of us is our door to our home. And we walk into that door, back towards our body. And we get into our body if we are out of it. But we just get back into the physical now and we open our eyes when we're ready. Isn't it lovely to know that source energy, the web of light and love, is always there, always available, and it's not something that only the elite have, or the guru, or any other people that we feel are higher than ourselves. We all are entitled to this lovely energy, and it is not something that we have to work towards. It's within us. It's all around us. And with our appreciation and great feeling of love and light that the source energy has given us, we move our hands and feet. We walk around. And our journey is over.
Mother, I hear your heart. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you enjoyed that journey. And if you're listening, I'm sure glad you're here tonight. I appreciate you in terms of your listening ears, your energy. And for those of you who have called in, I absolutely appreciate you. And I thank you so much for offering to share your energy as well. The phone lines are pretty much packed, but if you've listened to me before, you'll know that I do kind of go by spirit. I'm guided a little bit. I try to see who I'm drawn to, and that way, in some ways, at least in the universe, in terms of that I can be fair enough to get to everybody. With that being said, I do have plenty of time, so if you want to get in there, you can at 516-666-9920 and see what we see, see where spirit leads, and see if our helping energies, our helping spirits are willing to help, and if they can. You know, sometimes when we do this kind of work, as a healer, I have to know that I can't help everyone. But I do my very best, and we've had some amazing things go on here just on the radio show, which have been wonderful to witness, and I'm always so very grateful for that. So without further ado, we're going to go to the phone lines right now, and I'm going to choose our first caller and see who I'm drawn to, see what's what here. So some of you have been holding since before the show, and so that, I mean, that counts for something. So one of them I had been drawn to, so I'm going to go ahead and go for area code 614 first. If you're new, I do ask you to do this cute little thing, which is to breathe in, smell the roses, and then breathe out, blow out the candles. This gets us ready for our little thing here. So if you're ready, area code 614, I'm going to bring you in now. Hi there.
Hello.
Area code 614.
Hello, how are you?
I heard you. I heard you and then I didn't. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hi there.
Okay. Hi, my name is Philson.
And what can I do for you tonight, my friend?
If it's possible, I would like to just ask for whatever is best for me right now.
Okay, that's fair. You know, I understand that, and I don't know if you know, but this is for free energy healing. So I want to just say that so you know what you've signed up for here, my friend. So is that okay? Is that what you're looking for? Just something for your energy? Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because I won't work without permission and we don't do it that way. But if you feel that there's things you don't want to share or you just don't even know exactly, that's okay, you know. So have you listened to the show before?
No.
Okay. So how I work is I will start to send you some energy healing, and during that time we're just going to have radio silence, okay? So when that happens, which is going to be in about a minute, I will just have radio silence. I'll come back to you and see how you're doing, okay? Does that sound fair? Okay. All right, so if you want to just sit or lie down and close your eyes, it's usually a better experience, but you don't have to. And I will start now, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my friend. I did get a message for you, but it is rather vague. But I want to say that, you know, sometimes we feel like we're alone, but we're not. And it's just something I feel like there was some heaviness and sadness there. So no matter what you're going through, just know you are so supported. You're not alone. And I hope that helped you.
Yeah, thank you. I think I actually felt the energy, like some energy leaving my body.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Not everybody feels it, and either way is okay, but you're sensitive to energy, and that's awesome. Sometimes these things take, like as the days unfold, you know, whatever it is that you need help with, we can really create a difference here. You know, there's such great synergy involved when it comes to your willing body and then the universe wanting to always be there and help you. So feel free to follow the show and call in again and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Blessings.
You're welcome. Take care. Aw, well, that was beautiful. I just, you know, I won't say any more because it's none of my business or yours, guys. So next one, and that's what, well, I just want to clarify, I don't know her, but I'm just saying that sometimes when I do the work, I can feel things and we know where to go. My helping spirits are kind of like, hey, do this, help that, you know, and I have no idea. I just go with it. And I try to remain not connected, but I'm human and I have definitely my heartstrings get pulled sometimes. So with that being said, we're going to move on to the next caller and let's see, who are we drawn to now? How about area code 415? If you're so inclined, my friend, if you can just smell the roses and blow out the candles, and I'm going to come and pick you up now.
Hi,
okay, 415,
you.
You're live. You're very welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm processing through some stuff, so I appreciate you being on air.
Yeah, you bet. That's what I'm here for, to help, you know, so that's good. So what can I do for you? What can I do for you tonight?
I would just love some healing energy around, I'm going to be making a move, and I was originally waiting for spirit to bring that catalyst, and it just really settled into me within the last hour or so of, nope, I need to sort this out myself. I'm done waiting. So some fear came up. I've been journaling about when you were doing the meditation and everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for you for, you know, taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and say, you know, listen, I have control of some things. I don't have control of everything, but what I can control, I'm going to work on. You know, that's very empowering, and I'm really, you know, and I'm not surprised that the fear comes up, because that's like our little entities, or, and I don't mean to put it in such a ominous way, but, you know, it's our own stuff, our own thought forms are like, oh my God, you're actually going to do something that, you know, isn't on schedule. I'm scared. You know, change is scary to our egos, you know, for lack of a better word. So that's okay. Let's try to get that fear out of there so you can keep moving. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So have you listened? Well, you heard the last call, so you know that it will be radio silence as I work. But other than that, so I'll come back to you after I'm done and we'll see how you're feeling, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All righty. How you feeling, my friend?
Oh, good. More relaxed. I could have that all done all day. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I do it to myself sometimes, honestly, and it's like, yeah, you know. But, you know, we have to do other things in this world, unfortunately. But, you know, give it a few days, see how you do. I mean, these things unfold in due time. And I kept getting the message, like, you, I don't know, like, sometimes, this is the image I get, like, sometimes we feel like we're small, we're still young, you know, like little girls that, you know, need that support to move or whatever. And it's like, the message is like, you're not a little girl anymore. You can do this. You don't even, because you don't even know how powerful you really are, you know? And like, so you have all that power within you. Just keep going. Keep going forward. Keep that vision there with you. And I just feel like things are absolutely going to go the way you want it to. It's just a matter of staying focused and knowing that you have that power. It's not for anybody to take from you. They can't. You got that. You got this, girl.
Thank you so much for your support. Yeah, I mean, I know that it's a good thing, and it'll help me grow and it'll be exciting. And you helped me over that initial fear. When it's like when it drops in, then it's like, okay, yeah, you need to do this. And it's like, what? Yeah, you helped me.
Yeah.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Great.
I appreciate you. Oh, thank you. Bless you.
Oh, I appreciate
thank
you too. Bless you too. And definitely, that's the thing. I so appreciate when people call in and they share their energy and their vulnerabilities, whether it's anonymous or not. It's like a real energy exchange, and I think it's sacred, and I think it's beautiful, and I feel like I'm honored and blessed more than you guys are. So just saying. Okay, all right, let's move on to Our next caller. Let's see. Who am I feeling? Who am I feeling? Okay, let's try area code 914, if you don't mind, if you can, like, smell the roses and blow out the candles. Get ready. I'm going to come for you now. I'm not coming for you, like, you know, but I'm going to get to you. Here we go. I get so silly.
Thank you so much.
914.
That was awesome.
Hi.
Yes, thank you. That was uplifting and healing in and of itself. Thank you for that.
That's great.
<Yeah. laughs>
That's what, I love that. Laughter is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So what can I do for you tonight?
I have actually two things I'd like to ask you, please. I've gone to readers before, and three of them have told me that there's some kind of, I don't know, we'll call it bad juju placed on me.
Oh.
Two of them have told me specifically that it was somebody on my dad's side who couldn't, that didn't like my mother. So I thought that was really, like, odd that, so I don't know, do you believe in this? I don't know. All three of them told me I should seek help in removing
I do, I believe in everything because I think that things can exist whether we believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? But I knew... As soon as you started to talk, I got this heavy feeling, like I knew it wasn't going to be a good thing that these psychics said. And, you know, I have nothing against psychics. I do them, like I do intuitive readings and so on myself, not on this show, but I know that in this community, in the spiritual industry, there are good and bad, just like we have good doctors, you know, or bad ones,
right,
for lack of a better word, you know, and I strongly feel, I know that if you hear it more than once, it starts to become a trend, but I also know that sometimes one psychic could plant a seed that another psychic can see, if that makes sense. So you have one psychic who is completely off. You know, and I'm not saying this to be rude towards any other light worker or whatever, but, like, you have one that is wrong in what they're interpreting. They might see something, but they don't quite get it. You know, maybe they're not as experienced or maybe they just interpret it wrong. But then you go to Psychic B, and Psychic B says, I see something there. And then Psychic C says, oh, yes, I see something as well. And it's like it's the energy that's been planted from Psychic A that goes through to Psychic B and C and so on and so forth, you know. And so I will tell you that I don't feel that at all. And my helping spirits are kind of like jumping up and down and saying, what you experience that could be construed as bad juju or whatever is more or less about growth more than anything. It's not a curse. It's not a punishment. It's not a lineal thing, you know, where it went down, you know, ancestor thing. It's more or less what we all go through, and that sometimes we're like, oh, my God, I can't take another thing. I must be cursed. And then we also plant that seed and we reinforce it. And then these psychics come and without realizing that they're seeing your thought patterns, which do become entities in my belief as in shamanism, our beliefs are a lot of the times these things that we see, this energy is an extension of our thoughts. It becomes like an actual living energetic thing, you know? So I don't know if this is making any sense to you, but I am just, I get a little upset. Okay. Yeah, no, I get a little upset because I know that they're generally well-meaning people out there, but it's not nice to scare people. It's not nice for you know, to go around saying that you have this or that, you know, I feel I'm sorry that happened to you. I really am, you know, but
yeah,
let's like get rid of that. I would like to, I know you have another thing to say, but I'm going to put that on the list to help you just to get rid of that seed, because there are seeds that we collect, be it through, you know, TV, watching, you know, the commercials or whatever, but also just
yeah.
interaction. And so let's put that on the list.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I
you bet.
So much. I talk to angels. I feel like I'm a spiritual person. And, you know, like the first time I just kind of like, oh, okay. And, you know, I was like, all right. And then the second time I was like, wow, like that's the second person. And like years apart,
yeah.
not even like, you know. And then just recently, again, like last week, I'm just like, oh my goodness. You know, I
no.
Yeah. So I thank you for that.
No,
yes,
honey, no. I promise you, you know, if I saw like the boogeyman around you, I would let you know in a very nice way. You know, it's like, no, I've been in this industry a long time, and I have fought the good fight. I've made some enemies by saying these things, but it's like the responsibility that psychics as well as healers have is very important, you know, and to be giving this kind of information just wrecks me sometimes, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, I need to go meditate because it just irks me so bad. But honestly, you have a beautiful light. I think that, like I was saying, I think for the most part, what I feel is those things with the psychics, as I said, is more or less just like them following that trail, that seed that was planted, and then the other one sees it. But you already have that seed, and it's like I said, it felt more like a thought pattern where you're, oh my God, one more thing. I don't get it. Why is this happening? And, you know, it's like, listen though, it's not like you're doing anything wrong. You're a human being and we all go through this. You know, there's days that I go, oh my God, you know, so it's not to put blame on you, you know, but it is to say that we should kind of try and work on directing our thoughts and our energy towards more positive ways of thinking. And it's not always easy, but we can just do little tiny tricks, you know, even the meditation, obviously. But, you know, when we get that thought in our head, we go, wait, stop, you know, and go, hey, you know, I really like airplanes. You know, like just change your mind when you're going there.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
so
that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and
you're okay.
You know, it's really funny. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, it's really, you know, it's so funny that you said, oh, change the thought to I really like airplanes. That was my other thing. Is there someone who offered me a job overseas? So I was wondering if I have any hesitancy, you know, like if it could be, you know, transmuted, you know, into just pure excitement and gratefulness for the opportunity. So that's just so, see, that's,
oh,
just,
that's
to me, that was confirmation of what you were saying. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yay. Yeah, and that gives me confirmation, you know. It's like, I don't know why I even said airplanes, but now I do, you know. But it's like that, I think that's your tool right there. Like, totally use that, because if they said it, then it's not a mistake. Like, that will, if you have these thoughts, go to the good thoughts. Go to the good memories or things you like, and know also that you are supported. You know, like, this is not where you're alone in this at all. I think that so many people don't realize that, but you are like, yeah, you have this glowing, beautiful, it's almost like when you see the water shining, you know, from the sun shining on the water, like that's you. Like you are just awesome. And I don't think you even realize it. And like the best is yet to come is my mantra for you. You know, like there's a lot that it feels like there's things you got to get through and you're getting it. Like you're chopping them away one by one with your little, you know, weed whacker or something, but you're doing the work too. It's not like you're doing great. Don't worry. Wow. So there's other callers I want to try and help. So what, I know you said you had two things, so I don't mean to rush you, but let's go.
No.
That was it?
And the overseas, like I said, I think you got it with the airplane that it, I have like a little hesitancy yet. I haven't crossed all the T's with the person yet, but I was offered this opportunity overseas and I'm just trying to release any fear around it. And like I said, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. said the airplane. So I think, yeah.
Great. So let me offer what I said earlier. Let me help with some energy work real quick. We want to get rid of that initial seed that we were talking about with the weird psychic things. We'll try to just get that away, but you work with me, and that means that when you do get these thoughts, just shift your gears, you know. But so I'll just put you on hold a minute. I'll start working on you, and I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Sure. All right, I'll be right back. My friend.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? A little better?
Yes, much lighter, just determined, and I'm going to be happy no matter what they say. Yes.
You know, we were working, and I felt you energetically, like, give me a high five. I don't know. You must be a very cool, friendly person. That was awesome. I don't know. It's just like really, I've never seen that before. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Yep.
Amazing.
God bless
so
you too. Aw. You're welcome. You have a great night, okay?
You too. Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut her off so soon. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm so blessed, guys. All right. I'm trying to roll it along here because we've got like 16 minutes or so. So I'm going to try to choose one more of you at least. And I know sometimes I say one more and everybody splits. They're like, oh, no. But let me see. How about area code 917, if you want to smell the roses and blow out the candles, I'll come to you. Okay, here we go. 917,
Hi.
You're live.
Hi. This
How is... you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I am... Do you want me to just ask you a question or?
Well, I don't know. I want to make it clear. Sometimes people don't know or they call in halfway through. This is like for free energy healing. So if you need a specific thing worked on, this is where you do it.
Yes. I would like healing on, grief and loss.
Okay, honey.
Heart.
So what does grief and loss feel like for you, hon? How does that feel? Is it a sadness? Is it a heaviness? The reason I ask, we
it's like
sorry, go ahead.
It's like when I wake up in the morning, it's like a heaviness, and it's very heavy and hard and heavy. Yeah, heaviness, I would say.
Okay. And so is this the grief and loss is, I'm making an assumption, so it's based on losing someone? Is that what the feeling is about? Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And how long ago did you lose someone?
It happened 2 Saturdays ago. Not last Saturday, but the Saturday before.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry
Thank
for your
you.
Loss. That's, oh
yeah,
my gosh.
I know
that people call in for an energy healing, but I feel compelled to say to you, though, that some feelings are meant to be worked through and felt. You know, this has only been a few weeks, you know, so it's okay to have those feelings. I know they're uncomfortable, but you know, that we have these feelings to, in order to process, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have no way about it. But yeah. Do you have any messages from?
No, I'm really not feeling anything at this time. You know, that doesn't mean that they're not around or there. It's just for me in particular, I have to be honest, you know, and above board. And I don't.
But
I just feel strongly, like I hate to be like, oh, I can't work on you or whatever. But I feel like ethics is lacking in this industry. And honestly, like there's nothing wrong with having feelings of grief. I know it's uncomfortable. But I just don't, you know, it's like this is part of our living and our life, and I'm sorry, but I don't want to, like, just say, here, poof, gone. I don't even think I could do that because it's supposed to be there for this time, you know.
Okay, so maybe we can do some healing around the congestion in my body.
Absolutely. Sure.
And I had COVID, and so I had COVID during the time that I was losing also, and I grieved a lot during the time I had COVID, but after I healed, you know, the COVID was, I don't know what happened, but my body started to weaken, and my respiratory system got clogged up a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Absolutely. I would be honored to try and help with that. So it's mainly in your chest, or where is it? Is there any other places?
And throat and nose and ears and head, kind of all clogging.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it has been like that.
Yeah.
I am taking
my goodness.
Ivan.
Okay.
I'm taking ivermectin.
That's good.
And yeah, I'm taking a bit of a more of a dosage, and so, you know, and I'm going to
absolutely
do some herbal.
Well, I mean, I always forget to play my disclaimer, but I'll just say, of course, continue to follow your doctor's orders and, you know, do your due diligence and your own research too. Don't forget to be your own advocate for your health. But don't, like, take me as a substitute as a doctor. I just got to put that out there, my friend. So what I'm going to do is I will put you on hold and do some work for you for that congestion, and I'll come back to you and see how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll be back. You just relax and close your eyes if you want to.
Yeah, I will.
Lady, my friend. How are you feeling?
I'm just feeling fine, just the same.
Okay. Well, this could take time, and some people don't feel the energy, and some do, as we heard. But hopefully that'll help you in the coming days. Okay.
Yeah, it might. Thank you for sending it.
Yeah.
I think any help is helpful.
Excellent. Okay, hon. Well, thank you so much for calling, and let me know how you're doing. If you follow the show, you can call again and let me know how you're doing.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So I feel that we did a pretty good job of going through some calls tonight. I really appreciate everyone for listening and for calling in and sharing their beautiful spirits with me. Like I said, I feel honored when this happens, probably more than you guys. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where I share my abilities, but it makes me feel good in order to help people as I do. You know, as I said, I can't help everybody, but the little drop I put into that universal water has that ripple effect, and we can do it in different ways every day of our lives. It doesn't have to be a radio show. It doesn't have to be healing energy. Anything and everything counts. So thank you to everyone for doing your part in the universe, and I'll continue to do mine. If you like the show and would like to follow it here on Blog Talk to find out when I'm on, because I don't have a set schedule, do that, please. Click follow. You can also find me on Facebook, Jenny Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. That's my page. And you can also subscribe to YouTube. I put out a new series last week, which is just for specific ailments. All free, by the way, F-R-E-E. I'm not on here trying to get your money or anything else. I really enjoy helping you, and I love to demonstrate the power and beauty of the universal energy, and so I need you guys to help me do that. So that's why I appreciate you listening, and that's why I appreciate you calling in and participating as well. Thanks so much. Until next time, be blessed, and I will see you when I see you. Bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Mammoth Out Hats.